Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. Doris Moton Spruill. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And I am so, so, so very glad to be with you this evening. Before we go any further, I gotta share with you guys my affirmation, okay? My affirmation for today says, I am blessed beyond my fondest dreams. I am blessed beyond my fondest dreams. Yes, that's my affirmation for today. You see, I am blessed. I am truly blessed. First of all, I'm blessed to be able to come before you guys every week, every Tuesday, and do this show. I love it. I love it. I live for this, among other things. But I live to do this show. I am so very excited to be able to be with you this evening, and I'm excited that you're able to be with me. It's a two-way street. It's not just me. You know, I often tell you guys that this isn't just my show. This is our show because you're the reason I'm here. If there was no you, I wouldn't have a reason to be here. This is a chance where opportunity that I get to share accurate and thorough information concerning natural health modalities with you, the listening audience, and for your opportunity to give you an opportunity to share healthy, holistic modalities with us. You see, it's about sharing. Sharing is caring, and caring is sharing. And, you know, you often hear me say, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. This is not the venue where it's just about me spouting out things that this is what I know. Sure, I know some things, but you know some things too, and we can all share, and we'll all be the better for it, okay? So welcome, welcome, welcome. You are welcome here. And I want you to feel free to invite others on. Tell others about Here's to Your Health. Invite others on to listen in and pick up some accurate and thorough information, some little tidbits, some little how-to and not-tos and things like that. Okay? Okay. Before we go any further, I'd just like to remind you that next week is the week. It's the week. April Renee is going to be with us. You guys have got to get somebody on that either has babies, is getting ready to have babies or a baby, or maybe in the future, maybe thinking about babies, because this show is going to be about vaccination. April Renee is with VIC. That's the Vaccination Information Coalition. She's going to be on with us next week. The 24th, listen, we are going to pack the house out. This young lady is coming on sharing some information with us that we all need to know about. So tell everybody you know that next week, next Tuesday, the 24th, this is going to be the place. This is where we all want to be next week because April Renee is going to be on. And she's going to share some information. You're going to get a chance to ask questions. I bet you don't know half the stuff that's in vaccines. And you know what? I'm just going to give you a couple of little things. MSG, formaldehyde, aluminum. How about chicken egg? How about duck egg? How about cow heart? Okay. Okay. You get my point? So next week on the 24th, I want you here, but I also want you to invite someone else to be on the show. Come on in. Listen in. Bring the information that you may already have. A lot of you have a vast wealth of information. Not too many of you are willing to share it, but that's okay. We're gonna begin to break down a lot of those barriers. Because the things that we learn, you know, it's not just for us. It's so that we can share it. You know, a blessing is not a blessing unless you share it. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And very soon, we're going to have Miss Lakeeta McCauley on, the young lady that owns the Raw Cafe in Detroit, Michigan. She's going to be on with us sharing some wonderful things. We've just got to nail down a date because Lakeeta is so very busy, so very busy. She's got things going all on. And soon, let me tell you about what's going on. Dr. Doris is partnering with Lakeeta, and soon you're going to be able to go to my website, which is www.4yourgoodhealth.com. And you're going to be able to purchase a DVD I'm sorry, a CD-ROM. Well, no, it's a DVD. Okay. And with this DVD, what you do is you put in a dis-ease, and it will give you the herbal protocol, the food protocol, and everything you need to help the body heal itself of this disease. This thing is awesome. They're going like wildfire. So I'm getting the link set up now on my website. It's not there yet, but it will be there by the next show. I'll be able to tell you to go there. Okay? So we're partnering, we're getting ready to do some awesome things because this woman, listen, you must get her book. It's called Taking Every Bite Seriously, okay? And Lakita had cancer. She was diagnosed with cancer. And she's sharing with you some things that she did in order to help her body heal itself of cancer. And you know, in the holistic realm, you know what we call cancer, right? Nothing but bad cells. And we know that the body will heal itself of anything. And the first thing we have to do is take a look at what we're ingesting, what we're putting into our body temple. Okay? So that's the first thing. Also, tonight, you know, I'd like to talk to you a bit about inflammation. You know, I'm hearing so much about inflammation, and I just want to share with you some things tonight concerning inflammation. And I want you to know that if you have any questions or any comments, all you have to do is press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And for my friends there in the chat room, all you have to do is type in your question. I'm getting a little better, guys, so I may be able to talk and type at the same time. Okay, so this is what I want you to do. If you have a question or anything, just hit number 1 on your telephone keypad. So, yeah, those are 2 good things I want you to know. Oh, and it will be on my website concerning April Renee being on the show next week. That's going to be there. But, I can barely wait for that one because I have so many people that are interested in knowing more about vaccines. What, you know, her motto is educate before you vaccinate. And that's all, you know, that's the main theme of her business, of VIC, Vaccine Information Coalition. So we must educate ourselves. You know, we say that quite regularly. You must be educated. You must be an educated consumer. There's so many things going on out there now until you can't be walking around, you know, blind as a bat, as my mama used to say. You know, you cannot do that. You can't, as a friend of mine and we're talking about earlier today, you can't be going to Boo Boo and Bebe Mim getting information concerning your health. You see, you have got to go to those that know. So that's what we're all about. Let me tell you a little bit about me. I am an MD. I am not a medical doctor. I am a naturopathic doctor. What does that mean, Dr. Doris? All that means is that I use natural protocols such as a prayer, first and foremost, herbs, whole foods, good water, exercise, and, you know, rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal itself and to maintain itself. I am a raw food chef. I'm a certified raw food chef. I'm also, I have certifications in nutrition and herbology. I'm a dry blood cell analysis. And I say all this to say this. I say all that to say this. Your good health is my business. You see, nobody wants to hear about your bad health or your ill health but the medical doctor and the mortician. Your good health is my business. That's my passion, keeping you healthy. You see, helping you to keep yourself healthy. I'll put it like that, okay? Because I don't want to put all the focus on me. It's about you taking control of your health and doing what you have to do in order to stay healthy, okay? So tonight, anti-inflammatory protocols, okay? First of all, let me share with you a little bit about inflammation, okay? Because, you know, a lot of times we think that inflammation is just this, it's a terrible thing, but inflammation is actually a healthful process which takes place inside the body. And listen to me while I explain this, because I know a lot of you are saying, what a healthy process. Yes, it's a healthy process which takes place in the body. And in this bodily process, the white blood cells and other chemicals present in the body come together and cause inflammation to fight against infection, causing microorganisms. But this is where the problem comes in. Sometimes the immune system triggers inflammation when there is no infection from any microorganisms in the body. Now, this is actually a health disorder and need to be treated or need to be assessed, okay? Now, the anti-inflammatory diet is a very popular diet which helps to control the inflammation in your body, or the healthy, the anti-inflammatory eating regimen. I like that better because you guys know I just don't like that word diet, okay? I prefer eating regimen, okay? So now, I always suggest that you maintain a diary, a notebook. Get your notebook and just jot down the time and the day when you got inflammation, when you began to feel inflammation in your body. And this is by doing this, it'll help you to understand which particular type of food causes inflammation in your body. So I'm going to share with you tonight some common inflammatory foods to just avoid if you're the type of person that has a problem with inflammation. Okay, the first one I would suggest is dairy foodstuff, dairy foods, okay? Now, in the first place, many people can't tolerate lactose in their body, and they suffer from allergies. Now, it's been stated that most black people, most African Americans, are lactose intolerant. And milk is a common food item which can trigger inflammation in the body. So, therefore, lactose intolerant people need to avoid milk and any milk products. And I know you may think that, wow, that's kind of hard to do, Dr. Doris. I mean, I love cheese. I love macaroni and cheese. I love milk. There are so many healthy alternatives, and all you have to do is seek. I was a cheese lover to the 10th power, seriously. But you know what I found out in my research? That it really wasn't the cheese that I liked. It was some of the chemicals in the cheese that caused me to crave even more cheese. I haven't had cheese now in I don't know how long. And you know what? I do not miss it. Every once in a while, if I have me a taste for cheese, I make some of the awesomest nut cheeses. It's just looking for other alternatives. For those of you that do soy, there's soy art alternatives. But you just got to be creative, and you got to seek. Seek and ye shall find. Okay? So now, These are some of the foods that I'm just sharing. Now, keep in mind, there are tons of them, but keeping a diary will allow you to see which foods counteract the healthy terrain in your body temple and which ones that, you know, are really kind of okay. Okay, so just keep a diary. Write stuff down. Learn it. And it's so easy to do. So now, there are two products which you can include in your diet if you are lactose intolerant. And this is one that I really, from time to time, I love, and that's kefir. I want you guys to jot that down, kefir. And for those of you that have internet, let's use our internet for something other than Facebook. And I'm not saying that those things are wrong. Don't get me wrong. But let's start doing some healthy research in order for us to stay healthy and to help each other stay healthy, okay? Kefir. And some of you out there that already enjoy kefir, I want you to share with me or share with us tonight what you think about kefir. Another one that you can include is a good Greek yogurt. I'm not talking about those yogurts that's sugar-laden with all this fruit. If you want fruit in it, get you a nice organic apple and chop it up in there or what have you. But I'm talking about a good Greek yogurt because these are very good for your digestive health as they contain beneficial bacteria. Also, fermented products like these help to reduce the inflammation in your stomach. So those are two. I just want you to now. If there's anybody listening tonight that has had any kind of acquaintance with kefir, press option one. I'd like to hear what you think about it and how it works for you and so forth and so on. Okay, so I'm just going to go on, and if you feel like you want to pop in, just press option one whenever you feel like it. Okay, the second one is poison, refined sugar, and also refined sugar foods. And, you know, I've said 1,000 times that I really feel that there should be a skull and crossbones on sugar, you see. Too much sugar in your diet in the first place can increase your weight. It can make you prone to diabetes, tooth decay, and all kinds of other disorders. Now, there's been certain studies to show that too much sugar triggers inflammation. So I'm not going to ask you to try to avoid any refined sugars like white sugar and brown sugar and corn sugar, and even turbinado sugar, confectionery sugar, etc. I'm going to tell you, if you're having trouble with inflammation, to not try to do it, do it. You see, because it's important that you avoid any artificial sugar sweeteners and any refined sugar sweeteners in food. This is for your health. So I don't say try. You know, because when you say try a lot of times, that leads leeway to, okay, well, if I can't do it, then, I'll try. No, you can do it. If it means a healthier you, a more productive you, a more reliant you, then do it. You know, who says that? Nike or somebody? Just do it. So now, instead, you can go for natural sugar sources, and not even that in a lot of, you know, a lot of it, like agave. You know, some natural sweeteners can be added to food preparations like agave, but and stevia, honey, rice syrup, but now, be very watchful of rice syrup because there's been a lot of controversy about it, okay? There's been a lot of, I've had people calling me for weeks and weeks talking about the rice sugar. It's been all on Dr. Oz and different places like that. But now there's so many others. But I want you to do some homework, okay? I want you to do some homework. DayPace. I use it as Caramel and so many other things. It's awesome. But we just have to begin to just search some things out, seek some things out. I can't give you all the information tonight because I want to go over a little bit tonight with you. So I'm going to give you the foundation, and then I want you to go further and do some homework, okay? That's what I want you to do. Do some homework, okay? Now, you can also have fruit. Now, if you're having a sugar craving, let me tell you the best thing to do. Get you a nice piece of fruit and see, don't that diminish and even take away that craving, that sweet craving. We cannot allow this body to manipulate us, you know. We have to be in control at all times. Take control. Take back control of your health. Take control of your health. Pay attention to your health. Because if you don't, your health will demand your attention. If you don't pay attention to it now, it'll demand your attention later. So do it while you can. Do it while you're in the driver's seat, okay? Another thing is refined grains. You all know that I told you about a book that I'm reading, and it's called Wheat Belly by Dr. William Davis. And I ask you guys, please get the book. A lot of you have emailed me and let me know that you got the book and you're really enjoying the book. I love the book. I've been giving the book away for gifts. So it's a really awesome book. Take a look at what wheat is doing. I began to take pictures of my stomach because I've had this little pouch, this little pooch, and I've had it since my last child. It just would not do anything. I mean, I'd be doing all kinds of bumping them out with, what's his name? The guy that does the body workout, you know, Sean T. I've been bumping with Sean T, and everything else is coming into play. And, of course, I watch what I eat. But it's just this little pooch thing. And now it is going away. And I truly believe it's because I am not consuming any more wheat or anything that has wheat in it. I'm off the wheat wagon. No more wheat for me. So I want you to just go to half.com or go to Amazon and pick that book up. You will love it. Go to YouTube and look at Dr. William Davis's his little DVD thing on YouTube. Concerning wheat belly, W-H-E-A-T, belly, B-E-L-L-Y. Check it out. He's got a nice little seminar on there, and you can check that out. Now, refined grains, first of all, lack fiber, and also many important vitamins and minerals. They have low nutrition value and should be avoided, point blank. There's no health benefit for such products. And also, refined grains contain one thing that we really don't need, and that's gluten. And a lot of people are allergic to gluten and don't even know it. I had a friend to share with me one time. He said whenever he would eat anything with gluten in it, he got this insatiable itching in his back. He said it would be so bad he'd be all up against corners of the house and everything trying to get rid of this insatiable itch. And he just could not understand what was going on. Well, after doing some research and after keeping a food diary, he found out that it was because of gluten. And now he's got it under control. So instead of the refined grains, go for the unrefined and the unpolished grains. Now, these grains are rich in many of the minerals and vitamins that we need, and they also contain a lot of fiber. Fiber helps in what? Digestion. Now, that's one good thing about fiber helps in the digestion process. And the minerals and the vitamins in unrefined grains will help to improve your body's immunity. And if there's ever a time where we need to have our immune system working at optimum level, it's now. So buy gluten-free, unpolished, and unrefined grains. And stay away from the wheat. Wheat is not our mama and our grandmama's wheat. And Dr. William Davis will share that with you. He'll tell you all about that. Just check out the book, get the book, go to YouTube, check out his seminars, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And you know what? This is something I'm working feverishly in trying to know in doing, and that's getting Dr. William Davis on the show to talk about wheat and wheat belly. Another one is vegetable oils. I know that we've heard for so long that vegetables, oils are good. If you're going to eat any kind of oil, eat vegetable oils. You know, that. Listen to me. No. Oils like sunflower oil and soy and corn and safflower and peanut oil, they contain high linoleic acid. And it is known to have a pro-inflammatory influence on your body. Also, many vegetable oils contain a high amount of omega-6 acid and a lot less of the omega-3. Now, understand this. Too much of omega-6 and less of omega-3 in the body promotes inflammation. And it also increases your risk of chronic diseases. So those are oils that you really want to avoid, okay? Avoid oils such as those. But now a great alternative to cooking oils are extra virgin olive oil, macadamia oil, avocado oil. And it's simply because these oils have a good ratio of omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids. Also, these oils help to reduce the cholesterol level. And a lot of us now are dealing with cholesterol issues. So it's just an awesome thing to, you know, pay attention. Read labels. Read your labels. You got to know. Ask questions. You see, if you don't know, ask somebody. Wasn't it a commercial that said that not too long ago? Ask somebody. I have a voracious appetite for knowing. I want to know. And like I said, I don't go to just anybody. You know, would you go to a mechanic and ask him how to build a house? No. You would go to a carpenter or somebody, whoever builds houses. But I'm just saying that to say, you know, get accurate and thorough information from the authoritative figure of whatever it is you want to know about. That's all I'm saying, you know. And if you don't know, keep asking until you find out. If you seek, you are bound to find, okay? That's just a law. That's a law of nature. That's God's law, first of all. You know, he says, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door, it shall be open unto you. Ask and you shall receive. I am so thankful that when we were growing up, my mother encouraged us to ask questions. You know, a lot of times you hear people say they were told, you know, kids were to be seen and not heard and this kind of. And this gave me, I just love asking questions. I want to know. If I want to know, I want to find out. Okay? Another food that really promotes inflammation is trans fats, processed foods. You know, yeah, they're good. They're delicious, but they are very low in nutrition, high in fat. Avoid junk food and processed food stuff. They contain trans fats. and trans fats are so damaging to our health, people. They increase the level of bad cholesterol. They promote inflammation, not to even mention obesity. You see, and diabetes. So, you know, the food stuff which contains trans fats are foods such as, y'all know them, potato fries, hot dogs, hamburgers, pizzas. And our young people today are living off pizza. You see the little pizza man in front of the Caesar, Little Caesar, you can get run in and get you a pizza for $5 now. They got it ready and now, or hot and ready, or something like that. You can just run in and pick it up. Okay? Most food products in the supermarket contains some amounts of trans fat. You got to avoid any food product which contains trans fat, vegetable shortening, margarine, hydrogenated oils. You got to avoid those. You can go for a bowl of fruit and nuts. For snacks, vegetables, keep a vegetable tray, you know, instead of junk snacking on junk processed foods, because it is actually, it's killing us, y'all. So we have really got to do better. We have got to do better. We are dying at an alarming rate. Our young people are dying of heart attacks like never before. And it's all because of what we are putting into our body temple. We have got to take better care of ourselves. We are digging our graves with a knife and a fork. And there's a better way. There's a better way. We have got to begin to eat foods that come in their own packaging. You know, I have a friend that says, God's pharmacy is F-A-R-M-A-C-Y, pharmacy, you get it? But man's pharmacy, P-H-A-R-M-A-C-Y, the medicines and all that kind of thing. But see, God's medicine is that resembles, such as a carrot that resembles your eye, and a walnut that resembles the brain. Grapes that resembles the heart. You see, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. If we came from the earth, we've got to go back to the earth to repair, rejuvenate, to heal, to replenish the body. You're not going to find it in a box. If you read some of the ingredients in the food that we're eating, it will literally make you say, you know, what in the world am I doing? What they say, insanity is doing the same thing the same way, expecting a different result. And a lot of times that's what we're doing. You know, I've had people even tell me that, well, you know, I can't afford to eat that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because you know what? When you begin to eat foods that are high in fiber, good, nutritious food, you don't want to eat as much. You don't need as much. When you're eating empty calories, foods that contain all this MSG and all these other chemicals, it makes you crave other foods. It's so interesting in this book, Dr. William Davis talks about how there's a protein in wheat called gliadin. You have got to do some research on this gliadin protein. It causes you to want other foods that's unhealthy and fat. You know, most foods that are really unhealthy, they taste good, don't they? You can pass by right down the street from going past Kentucky Fried Chicken, and, man, you can smell this food. And it's so full of brines the meats are infused with all this MSG and all this other stuff. We have got to take control of our health. And you notice in a lot of our neighborhoods, it is, you have to almost go to another city to get fresh produce. We got to start raising our voices, letting people know that, listen, I'm not going to stand for this. I want Listen, I take authority in my supermarket. And anybody know, and I mean, I'm not saying I do it, you know, unseemly, because that's not me. I believe that we're to let all these things be done decent and in order. But if I'm going to spend the bulk of my money at Kroger's or wherever I go, I want you to hear me. Why is it I can't get this? You know what I'm told now? When I go to the manager and I say, well, I want this, and I have to go to Zervo's or I have to go to Natural Food Patch down on 9 Mile to get it, or I have to go to Better Health, and I live 2 blocks from you. You know what they tell me now? Just bring the UPC code in, the package in, and we'll get it to the Nature. There's in Kroger's, there's a department called the Nature's Patch or Nature's Nook or something like that. And there's a manager over that department. So now I just, whatever it is I want, I bring it in to her, and I ask her, could she get this in for me? And she tries with all her power to get it in. And that's how we work now. Because I say, I send too many people here. I'm giving raw food classes. I'm giving herbal classes. And I'm suggesting, and, oh, don't let me walk in the store when the manager is there. And, you know, he got his little group with him in the produce department. I love opportunities like that. Walk up and introduce myself. That's what we got to do. We got to let our voices be heard. Because if we don't, then our rights are going to be taken away. It's so hard in some communities. My daughter told me where she lives. I think she has to go quite a distance to get certain produce, different produce that she wants. You know what I'm saying? And I've had friends to say, well, you know, I can't find that in my neighborhood. Well, it's time to start making your voice be known. I make my voice be known. I don't want any genetically engineered products in my food. If it's on that label, put it on the label. I'm down with, I want to know what's in my food, whether I want to eat it or not. I have a choice. There's a lot of people, I've talked with people that said, you know, I don't know nothing about that. I really don't care nothing about. Do you care to want to know about it? Do you know what it does to you? Do you want to know what it's doing to you and your health and the health of your loved ones? You see what I'm saying? We got to know. I want to know about everything I'm putting in my mouth and how it's affecting my body. You know, all these hormone, growth hormone-laden chickens. They just had a special on TV the other night about how more women are getting these super infections from taking these antibiotics. They had it was a lady on there that had a urinary tract infection. She said she get it. They give her antibiotics. It go away. Before you know it, poof, there it is again. And do you know they made a correlation between the chicken because of all the antibiotics that the chickens are given? If you want that information, you got to listen. It's a time now. We're living in a time now that everybody wants to tell us what to do, how to do it, when to do it. And we're falling right in line with it. You see, I want seed fruit at my store. I want seed watermelon. I've had like 11 watermelons this season, and they've all had seeds. And the store, one of the stores that I frequent, they have a plethora of seeded fruits. And if there's one thing that I'm still having a challenge in trying to get, and that's seeded grapes, but I'm working on it, you know. And I tell everybody else, when you go in there, if something's not right, ask to speak to the manager, and then go to the produce manager, and then go to the manager, because sometimes the produce managers, they just wandering around, not, you know, they're kind of oblivious. But, you know, don't just stop there. And when they see me walk in now, they're like, oh, how are you doing today? You know, looking around to make sure everything is okay. Yeah, that's right. I'm spending my money, and I have a right. Okay. Now, where were we? Getting back to these inflammation-causing foods. Okay, trans fats. Now, we talked about those. Another inflammation causer is some of the nightshade vegetables. You know, now the nightshade vegetables, these are vegetables that contain a chemical, and it's called alkaloid. And it can trigger inflammation in certain people, not everybody. Now, people that it can trigger inflammation in, they need to avoid nightshade vegetables. And these vegetables are simply like the tomatoes, the white potatoes, the eggplant, peppers, paprika. These are all nightshade vegetables. Now, there are some anti-inflammatory vegetables which you can include in your eating regimen and exclude the ones that I just mentioned. Now, some of the anti-inflammatory vegetables, and I hope you guys are writing this down. Every week I tell you, get your pen and paper, you know, because you may hear something you want to just jot down, okay? Now, some of the anti-inflammatory vegetables are vegetables such as broccoli, cabbage, garlic, spinach, leeks, green beans, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, spring onions. Those are just some of the anti-inflammatory vegetables that are really, that you should really include in your eating regimen. I don't even want to talk about meat. You know, someone just said, okay, what about meat? Avoid red meat. Avoid meat, okay? But, okay, avoid red meat because it causes inflammation. All you steak lovers, you know, it used to be a time where men, you hear men claim all the time, yeah, I'm a meat and a potato man. And now they have to have help in the boudoir department because of eating all this meat that's plugging up arteries and not allowing them to do their due diligence. Okay? I'll just put it like that. So now, you know, that is just so much of a myth. You guys, get Eating Third Edition, the DVD, and you'll see why it's just a big, it's a hoax, got people thinking that, oh, you know, you got to eat all this red meat and it makes you strong and you need all this protein. You know, it's one thing they mentioned in the Eating Third Edition DVD, and they said that there's a thing called the animal's revenge. And you know what that is? The animals that we kill and eat, they're killing us slowly from the inside, because they clog our arteries and they cause a heart attack and congestive heart failure and all these other things, high cholesterol. It's called the animal's revenge. Leave it alone. We don't need meat. You don't need to eat meat. But absolutely avoid red meat. It causes inflammation. And try to avoid excesses amounts of any of me, because I know there's some of you that's saying, I ain't giving up my meat. Okay, let me meet you where you are, okay? Let me meet you where you are. Try to avoid excessive amounts of other meats. Many commercially produced meat are given corn and soy in their diet, and also, now, this may make some of you, your stomach a little queasy, but do you know that we have animals that are being fed other animals, ground up animals, and feed? I'm telling you the truth. Check it out for yourself. Watch some of the most relevant DVDs of our day, the Food Inc., Eating Third Edition. Get into the know. Okay? Now, also, red meat contains a lot of omega-6. Remember, you don't want a higher amount of omega-6 than omega-3, okay? Now, you want to make sure that if you are going to eat some meat, because I know some of you are, make sure that these animals are also antibiotic-free, growth hormone-free, if you're just going to do it, okay? But I don't advise it, you know? You just got to know what you're putting in your body. Eating meats like this means unwanted fat, omega-6, and antibiotics in your body. If you're not going to take an antibiotic that the doctor is going to give you, why in the world do you want to eat some meat that has antibiotics in it? Okay? So it's just a word thrown to the wind or something like that? But anyway, just know this. You know, these are some things you just have to know. And look at some of these chickens. The breast is so big, the wings look like turkey wings. Okay? So you don't need all that old high cholesterol meat. You don't need the egg yolks. If you just got to do something, do the egg whites. Egg yolks are so high in fatty acids. So you don't really need all that. Soda, stay away from the sodas. The alcohol, the carbonated beverages. The alcohol. Alcohol, when you drink it regularly, it promotes chronic inflammation. I need some water. Which can make tumors grow in your body. So this is something you may want to consider, removing alcohol from your diet. It'll help you to prevent inflammation, and you'll live longer. You see, a nice substitute to alcohol are fresh juices. I love fresh juices, fresh carrot juice and apple juice. You know, make your own mango juice and man, I'm telling you, you just don't know how good it is until you start partaking of it, okay, of these different juices. So it's just all kind of alternatives, but you just got to know. You just got to start seeking things and you know, take better care of yourself. Look in the mirror at yourself, you know, and tell yourself, I'm doing the very best I can to take care of you, only if you are. Okay? Okay, we got a caller. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. Caller coming from the 646 area code. Good evening.
Good evening, Dr. Doris. This is Wilfred. How you doing? How you
hey,
doing?
Wilfred. Oh, my God.
How you
it's good
doing?
To hear from you. I am excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I was just sitting here listening to your show. I was like, a couple of times I listened. I had been got busy and you know haven't had the opportunity to chime in. So I was like, you know what? Let me just give you a chime in and say hello because you
well,
know.
Well, I'm glad you did. And while you're chiming in, can you kind of give us some of your wisdom tonight? And that'll give me a chance to sip on a little cool water.
I think you pretty much touch basically everything. You know, like from and one of the important things that I always tell everyone is sugar. You know, reacts in the body just like alcohol does. It's a solvent that really you know, affect the fatty acids in the brain that the brain need, you know what I'm saying? So it's always important. Sugar, the bottom line is if you're, you know, sugar is sugar. And if it's healthy sugar and you have a problem with it, you know, you need to cut it down, regardless if it's fever or whatever, you know, you have to monitor it, you know. And one of the key things you keep saying all night, which is very important, is educate yourself. You have to educate yourself. Don't do it because such and such is doing it or you hear in the media. You have to go out there and educate. Health is about educating yourself, improving every day, constantly. Health is not about just eating broccoli every day of your life. It's about improving on every day and continuously finding better ways to improve your health. And inflammatory is very, you know, it's one of the things that sometimes you may have dinner and wake up tomorrow morning with a cold because of the food you eat you're allergic to. And paying attention to your body is the key, you know, toward health and, you know, healthy living, you know. You always, your body talks to you. Your body tells you what it doesn't need and what it needs and what's breaking it down, you know. So it's always important. And you said about kefir. I drink a lot of kefir. I drink a lot of Rejuvelac. I drink a lot of I eat a lot of fermented food because it gives me the help with my digestive system, because the digestive system is very important to me personally, and I think it should be to everyone, because that's where your immune system is located, in the gastrointestinal tracts. And if you don't have a good digestive system, your immune system is also going to be compromised. So eating, you know, fermented food, kefir, give you good bacteria. You know, and good bacteria help you with the inflammatory in your body, you know. So it's always important to get some fermented food in. And I have people always ask me, like, and say to me, well, I tried eating healthy and it just didn't work. And I said, did you incorporate it in, you know, fermented food in your diet, in your lifestyle? And they say, no. I said, well, you need to try it because you need that good bacteria in your gut.
Exactly.
You need to have it, you know.
Yeah.
You have to fermented food. You know, nowadays, like, when I go to the food co-op or the health store, kefir is there on the shelf, smoothies, yogurt, everything has it right now, so there's no excuse. There's drinks out there. One of the fermented drinks that I drink a lot is kombucha, raw fermented drink made from the mushroom.
Kombucha
is a pretty good drink. I recommend it for everyone.
Everyone.
That's a good thing, especially for females. Female, it's a good thing for woman health. It's very important for woman health.
Hormone, you guys, balance. I hope you're listening to that, especially the ladies that's on the call tonight. I hope you're listening about the kombucha, because he is absolutely right about that.
Very important, and you know, cancer, whatever. Just these things are great. And one of the things is educate yourself. You know, one of the things I started saying to myself, I need to do. Is go back to, well, I'm from Jamaica, go back to Jamaica, or make a trip to Africa, because our ancestors has these healing regimen there. But these people are going there and patenting these things and coming back and selling us and making the natural stuff illegal.
Exactly.
So what we need to start doing is educate ourselves and start doing the groundwork ourselves. Don't wait for these people to put these things on the shelf.
That's right.
You know, natural healing. That's what natural healing is about.
That's,
you know,
what it's all about. I really appreciate you, Wilford, for dropping in this evening. You're always such a pleasure, you know, to speak to, and it's always so awesome to have you on the show. And I appreciate you.
I appreciate you because you
are a sharer, and I just love that. You know, you got to come back, you know, and be with us again. The clock on the wall is saying that it's time for us to get out of here. But thank you so much for dropping in.
We definitely will do it again, where I do a show, I come in on a show and we do it. I'll give you a call and we set up something and just do it, because I've been doing some great things that I want to share.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, I got some great information that I want to pass out there.
Okay, and I look forward to hearing from you so we can do exactly that.
I think one of the things I want to hit on is male fertility and health, the prostate and everything.
We'll get together on that date, because on that day I want to pack the men in the house so they can hear it. Okay?
Definitely.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
But thank you so much. And listen, you guys, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. It does my heart so good to look out in the showroom and see you all there. I appreciate you. Thank you. This portion of Here's to Your Health has been brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. Come back next Tuesday. Remember, April Renee is going to be on, and we'll do it again. Thank you so very much. Thank you, and you, and especially you. And Wilford, thank you so much. And we're going to do it again, my brother. And I love you guys. I love you. And have an awesome night. Sweet sleep. Good night, all.